We really wanted to try our best to capture the moments that happen during our shows that we greatly love. And so many of those moments have happened in Rockwood Music Hall. So it just seemed like a natural fit.
Their name is The Lone Bellow, but this band is all about community. And with a hypnotizing debut album due out next month, we bet their community is about to get a whole lot bigger. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Zach Williams is from the Atlanta area, grew up steeped in the sounds of the rural South, haunted at night by the bellow of the bull on his grandparents' farm. He's taken that lonely call as an inspiration to gather forces. Zach originally called his band Zach Williams and the Bellow, but the group developed such a tight sound that he decided to take his name off the banner, and now we have The Lone Bellow, with Zach, Kaneen Pipkin on mandolin, and guitarist Brian Elmquist. Their voices meld with Zach's in a whirling spell of country, blues, and gospel, bringing the sound of the Deep South via Laurel Canyon to Brooklyn. You might have seen them on tour with the Civil Wars this year, or at Rockwood Music Hall, where the band recorded its debut album, an experience The Lone Bellow recently told me about during their debut visit to WFUV.
There were some really, really special moments. There was one night where it was pouring down rain, and we were like 10 songs in, exhausted, and our piano player ran outside and laid down on the sidewalk there on Allen Street. And then Kaneen and her husband Jason went out there and were dancing in the rain, and then we all went out there, and you know, there's like fancy, you know, Lower East Siders, just like, what is wrong with you? And, but we just were having a ball. And while we were in there, Charlie and Richie and James set up the microphones completely different and said, we need you to record this song called Teach Me to Know right now. And my buddy Ricky Kramer was in there videoing it. So there's a video of us laying down the track, and we're all soaked head to toe and like standing close to microphones. But it was just moment after moment like that. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
You don't love me like you used to. Just a spirit haunting my bedroom. House I built for you feels like a tomb. You don't love me like you used to. You don't love me like you used to. You don't hear me when I'm talking to you. Just an old book you just breeze on. Love me like you used to. You don't love me. You don't love me. You don't love me like you used to.
How else has New York impacted the sound in your art and stuff?
Well, I mean, our little neighborhood in South Slope, Brooklyn, we've got like a really tight-knit community out there, you know, raising our kids together, like trying to live as close together as possible. And I feel like you meet a lot of people that face their fears like on a daily basis here. And then you meet people that have lived here all their lives, and then they've got a whole other beauty to them. And it has greatly impacted the way that I try to tell stories.
You could calm a storm with your tongue, and the way you sing makes a mocking bird on. The grass you walk on gives way, saying please.
That's The Lone Bellow live at FUV with You Never Need Nobody and You Don't Love Me Like You Used To. You'll find both songs on their debut album, which is due out in January. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out in-studio video and the complete interview at WFUV.org.